There are two important lessons shining out from what happened with Judas Iscariot. They are, one, there is no eternal security, and two, our spiritual warfare as Christians is very intense. For your sake, drop all preconceived ideas and take a fresh look at what the Bible says about Judas. There is no eternal security or once saved, always saved. The sooner people accept this as fact, the better it will be for them. Judas is a definite example of a saved person who later lost his salvation. What happened to him destroys the once saved, always saved myth doctrine. It blows it out of the water, as some might say in our day. The reason this is so is because Judas was once saved, but went to hell after his death. Mark chapter 14, 21. And John 17:12. If it wasn't so clear that he went to hell, the grace changers would probably say it was a trophy of grace, even though he turned to such wickedness. Because of that detail, they are forced to teach, as unscriptural and ludicrous as it might be, he was never saved. Of course, the perpetrators of the once saved, always saved gospel must take issue with that or give up their whole basis on which their theology is built. So it's not surprising at all that they adamantly deny Judas ever had salvation. So how do they do this? Their flawed and weak arguments are these. He was called a devil and a son of perdition. He was a thief. Satan entered into him and he betrayed Jesus. Now while all of those things are true, none prove he never had salvation prior to that dark period in his life. Because once saved, always saved, sometimes, but not all the time, denies a saved person can afterwards backslide to that degree, they confuse the issue of his previous salvation enough to protect their doctrine before the eyes of those who want an excuse to remain in that belief system. Let's see if he was ever saved according to the Bible. Are you ready for the facts? One, when we first hear of Judas, he was the Lord's disciple, just like the rest of the 12. Matthew chapter 10, 1 through 4. That fact is enough to prove he once had salvation. There's no need to go any further. Judas is proven to have been saved at that point. How can you be absolutely sure? Because to be Jesus' disciple is also to be part of a spiritual family. Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here is my mother and brother. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Matthew 12, 49 and 50. Did you know that once saved, always saved teachers deny the fact that Jesus' disciples are a spiritual family? Why? Because if someone finds out Judas Iscariot was once Jesus' disciple and such are saved, then eternal security is automatically refuted. That's why. So if you maintain Judas was never saved, then you also have to deny Jesus' disciples are his spiritual family in contrast to Scripture. Are you willing to do that? Other scriptures also prove the same truth. To be Jesus' disciple, one must forsake everything. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. Judas did that too, or he couldn't have been the Lord's disciple. Hence, he was once saved based on the Bible. Two, Judas was also an apostle placed there by the Lord Jesus. An apostle was the highest office in the church. Therefore, Judas was part of the church at that time. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. That is also crystal clear. Judas would have to be saved at that time to hold such an office. The icing on the cake is the Lord Jesus himself placed him there. That means to deny he was saved at the time is to say that Jesus put an unsaved man in the highest office of the church, which is blasphemy. It would also be saying Jesus sinned because of the strict spiritual qualifications to be in spiritual leadership as proven in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus chapter 1. Judas was definitely saved, or Jesus sinned by placing him there, which is impossible. That is your dilemma if you believe in eternal security. 3. The Lord Jesus also promised Judas a throne in heaven with the other 12. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel, Matthew 19:28. So the evidence is overwhelming. Judas was once saved. Just because he afterwards backslid into gross wickedness, which includes stealing and betraying Jesus, is not so strange, is it? Once saved, always saved. People teach a saved person can backslide into adultery and murder, like David, and disown Jesus as Peter did 3 times. And the eternal security people also maintain that the prodigal retained his salvation when in wild living and being with the prostitutes. They don't ever say the prodigal was never saved to begin with. So Judas turning to great wickedness does not disprove he once had eternal life. For the Lord to call him a devil and a son of perdition only proves how God looks at people who turn to sin like he did. Judas went from disciple to devil as far as the Lord was concerned. To say Judas was never saved is also to say Peter was never saved, because Jesus called him Satan at one point and told him to get behind him. Matthew 16:23. To cite a scripture which shows Satan entered into Judas when he was backslid only proves how a person can open himself up to that kind of extreme by turning away from God as Judas did. It doesn't prove he was never saved. 4. The Lord Jesus sent Judas out to spread his truth and heal people as his holy representative in the early days. That was after the Lord Jesus specially empowered him with unique spiritual authority to cast out demons and heal the sick. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. It is ludicrous and blasphemy to teach the Lord Jesus would have a child of the devil do that. So wake up. Don't just believe what is popularly taught about Judas to save the dangerous false teaching of the perseverance of the saints. Once saved, always saved is false. Let the scriptures control your beliefs, not the majority. If you do reject the biblical evidence and continue to embrace once saved, always saved, you will also be flatly denying the intensity of our warfare. This intensity is especially shown by what happened to the apostle Judas Iscariot. Note, Judas had the extreme advantage of the best godly fellowship, hearing the best teachings, and observing the best example because he was with the Lord Jesus. Again, because Judas walked with Jesus for an extended time period and obeyed his commands in the early days, proves all that. Some people wrongly think if they only had godly fellowship, good teachings, and a good example, they'd never backslide. That is disproven by Judas because he had all of that and he still backslid. So where did Judas go wrong? Judas went wrong with his personal responsibilities to hold on to guard what he had, avoid sin, etc. The Judas example proves our abilities are vital. Jesus did not keep him saved even though he neglected and violated God's word at that point. He still went to hell even though God once saved him and desires all people to be saved. To deny these lessons from Judas will not change them. They're still true and will always remain true. To deny them is to embrace various lies and false concepts, which will have eternal adverse ramifications for you and others you influence. To accept the biblical evidence that Judas was once saved and there is no eternal security is to also be more on your guard for the various temptations which will yet come your way. When Jesus said, all men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved, Matthew 10:22. He spoke those words to the 12, including Judas. Judas didn't endure to the end. He lost his salvation and ended up in hell. The same can happen to you if you're a real Christian. Therefore, learn from Judas. Don't deny these truths. Do your part to keep yourself pure before God. Such is not a work salvation, but obedience to God. It is God's word which advises us to do this. So be on your guard. God bless you.